AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Geneva and was asked if he is ready for his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Tomorrow, there are no plans for the two men to have lunch or dinner together, no joint press conference after. The meeting is expected to last about 4 to 5 hours. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it will be a lot different than the last Putin meeting with an American president.
We all remember President Trump standing next to Vladimir Putin and taking the word of a Russian intelligence officer over America's intelligence agencies.
Democrats in the House are being told the White House plans to give the bipartisan infrastructure negotiations another week to 10 days before assessing next steps. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the number of deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus has reached 600,000. The Biden administration has a strategy to go after domestic terrorists. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's not about ideology. It's about violence.
In America, espousing a hateful ideology is not unlawful. We do not investigate individuals for their First Amendment-protected activities.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been trying to fight extradition to California. A judge in New York made a ruling.
I respectfully deny your request.
Weinstein's response?
Are we done?
Harvey Weinstein faces additional sexual assault charges in California. He has already been convicted in New York. President Biden unveiled picks for several high-profile ambassadorial posts. Retired airline pilot C.B. Sully Sullenberger, most famous for negotiating the emergency landing on the Hudson River, has been named to the Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Investors are waiting to hear about a mixed bag of data coming in about the economy. On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 94 points. This is AP News. Four women were shot to death following an argument in Chicago.
Police say an argument inside a residence led to the shooting, which happened just before 6 a.m. in the morning. The four injured included a 25-year-old man shot in the back of the head, another man also shot in the back of the head, along with two others in critical condition, a 23-year-old who was shot in the back, and a woman also shot. A database compiled by the Associated Press, USA Today, and Northeastern University that tracks mass killings, which is defined as four or more dead, not including the perpetrator, shows this is the 18th mass killing, of which 17 were shootings so far this year in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem indicated she will try again to hold a fireworks display over Mount Rushmore on the 4th of July after President Biden announced the White House will be hosting its own Independence from the Virus bash. Ed Donahue, AP News.